Today is Wednesday, the 5th of February, the Feast of St. Agatha, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. I Amson, with Paul Zach and Jessica Fox, sings Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares?
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is his wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching.
Imagine today that as one of the disciples of Jesus, you follow him to his hometown. Picture the village now, so familiar to Jesus, the homes, the people who live there. What is it like for Jesus as he arrives? Watch as he is greeted by his mother, his family, by the neighbors. Now place yourself in the local synagogue on the Sabbath and watch Jesus as he teaches the local community, the people who have known him as a carpenter. What mood do you sense here? How are the local community receiving his message? Try to picture their facial expressions. As you listen to the reading again, notice the things that are said about Jesus in both astonishment and offense.
Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is his wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching.
As a disciple by his side, imagine now that you are walking away from Jesus' home towards the villages, ready to begin teaching there. As you walk, what would you like to say to Jesus? End your prayer with a conversation with him about the reading today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.